Good morning. Yeah, hello. Come on, guys. The clock has finished. I'd just like to say you all got 100% on socializing with someone else. That's awesome. Well done. That's so good. Got some youth in the house. It's all happening. Yeah, come on. Well, youth running away to hopefully not McDonald's. Cool. How's everyone doing? Good? Good that you made it to church, Britt? Awesome. We're just going to wait for these guys. Yeah, we're just going to... Oh, sorry. No, it's okay. It's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay, seriously. You just carry on. Carry on. I'm only joking. Like having some fun. Hey, we're gonna shift gear this morning. Is that okay? So hold on, and we're gonna have some fun, and we're gonna go for it. I'm pretty excited actually about what the Lord's asked me to bring this morning, but it is a shift of gear. Okay, we're gonna talk about heaven's help. It's fun, isn't it? Hey, it's a shift of gear for me as well, so it's good. So, yeah, actually, I will get keys. Yeah, I was right. Yeah, okay. Do you want to know something really, really wild? Is that what I'm preaching from this morning is what Al bought is in Joshua, which was hilarious because he literally talked about the same scripture. And then he also said about, like, entering in with praise. He just said it at the end, just before we jumped off, and the Lord actually showed me a vision of us worshipping as a church before him in the throne room. That was really beautiful. So Father, I thank you for this morning, Lord God. I thank you that you're a mighty, mighty, mighty God. I thank you that you love every single one of us. And Father, I thank you this morning that you're offering us the whole cake, not just one piece of the cake, but the whole cake. I saw the Lord placing another card down on the table this morning. He's saying, hey, there's more for you to chew on. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for every single heart that is in this room right now, Father God. And I just pray that they will leave here encouraged, equipped, and set alight for you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I wanted to share on the angelic this morning. I wanted to share on them this morning because I feel it's something that the Lord has granted for us to walk with and see them impact our lives. But it's like the hidden under a table. Because what has happened is that religion has come in and it's almost like a new age came in and then people got scared to actually tap into the supernatural. But yet the whole Bible is about almighty move of God, is about the supernatural, is about people having encounters with donkeys. So I just want to break every single wall down right now. Okay? Because I want to share with you how incredible Jesus is. And I want to share with you how incredible it is to move with the supernatural. And it's actually not just to encourage us, but there's a whole broken world that actually needs something extra. And God has given us the extra. So you've got to take it from underneath the basket and it's time to use the extra. Georgina's like, yeah! There was a few people that I know were going to be like, yeah, this is amazing! not my talking, but, you know, just moving in the supernatural is a fun subject. So I want to share some stories with you because moving in the supernatural has actually completely changed my life. Like, I'm actually alive today because of angels. That's quite fun, isn't it? last time when I got to preach here, well, I'm part of this house, which is fun. I get this like Holy Spirit laugh. It's like this new thing, and it irritated me. So I'm just apologizing in advance. Like I couldn't stop laughing last time. I was like, well, that's a new thing. But you don't want to quench the spirit, so embrace the joy. Okay, so I want to share some stories that have impacted my life. When I was 18, I left home and I went to Australia. I thought that would be a great idea, and I had a great time, but unfortunately I got involved in some bits of the world that weren't too fresh. But do you know what? The Lord always had his hand on me. Most of you know my testimony. Grew up knowing the Lord, and then fell off. Let's just say we fell off the wagon for a bit. But Jesus never left me. Anyway, so I was in Australia, and we were coming back from Early Beach. We'd been partying the night before. The guy that I was with, who was my boyfriend, he fell asleep at the wheel. We were in a soft-top Wrangler Jeep. Very nice car, I'd like to say. It doesn't exist anymore. So we were driving along. He fell asleep at the wheel. We were doing around 80 Ks. I was asleep. I had my knees up on the dash, and we swerved off the road and we went down. There was like this massive like cornfield or something was going on. And we went down like into a ditch, carried on going along, clipped a massive concrete pipe, which if we had hit that, so that's the first story. If we'd hit that, that would have, I don't know what happens when that happens. I guess you die. And then we went up this ramp. And then I woke up in midair, and the whole truck went to turn around, like upside down. And then suddenly we just went whoom and hit the floor and skidded to a halt. Not a bruise, nothing broken. We both came out of the vehicle shaken, because when you wake up in midair in the soft top Jeep, like it's a little bit full on, I'm not going to lie. I laugh about it now. And this lady comes running up to us, because there was obviously cars checking us, because they're like far out, they're like swerving all over the place. And she goes, oh my goodness, it was like the hand of God just grabbed your vehicle and pushed it to the ground. Now I knew who God was, I've walked with him my whole life, even when I walked away I was still with him, if that makes sense. And I knew straight away that angels had intervened. I knew the hand of God had been on the vehicle. There was nothing wrong with us. Heaven's help. There's way more that we can step into than we even touch on. Okay, second story. There was a lady who met me in Australia. Now, she's not an angel. She was just someone that just happened to be there. She was an older lady. And she turned up, and I was in a bit of a rough space with drinking and drugs and stuff like that when I was 18. And she just came in and she loved me. And I still believe that the Lord sent her to me, because I don't know her name. I've never been able to thank her for what she did. And she turned up and she was literally looked after me like a mum, gave me loads of money to pay someone else off because I was in some trouble. And she just completely loved me. One act of love. Turned up. This isn't like super holy moment. This is just like someone turning up and goes, hey, I'm going to pay for that. You come around mine. I'm going to look after you right now. Think about who God has sent in your life, because that's a supernatural experience as well. When we go out and do street ministry, hey, like you've prayed, you go out on the street, you're now a walking supernatural encounter for someone. Or let's take away street ministry, because I feel that puts like a bit of a you're only an evangelist type situation. In your workplace, someone's marriage is falling apart, you get to be the supernatural key for them. In church, wherever you are, you get to be the supernatural person that can bring breakthrough in someone's life. that can go, God, behind the scenes, you're interceding and you're praying for them. You're going, God, I pray for a supernatural encounter for that person. Father, I pray that your angels invade that house. Father, will you turn up in their life? We are a supernatural key. And we partner with heaven. Break every boundary off your life and tap into what is available to you to change your home, your region, your nation. I'll share another story. I'm all about the stories today. So it's fun. Okay, this is really cool. Some of you know I had a really big journey conceiving Izzy. I had around 5 miscarriages before that. And when you're in that space, the enemy comes in and he goes, you're not good enough. You're not going to be a mum. And he comes in like a flood with that stuff. And it's really hectic. And then I got a good crew around me and I was like, actually, enough is enough. I'm going to have a baby. I'm putting the stake in the ground and we're going to, let's go. So I got ministry and I got some help as I moved forward with that. And what was really amazing is I fell pregnant and then I was at home and I had pains again like I was going to miscarriage. And I remember I was just about to go and work at East Street Cafe and I literally had one of those moments because I was a bit broken by then. And I was like, why have you forsaken me, God? Like literally, I was just like hard out. Why have you, what are you doing? What's happening? Why is this happening to me? Anyway, I just had the pains and I went into work and this older couple come in. This is so amazing. I've never seen these guys were angels, okay? These guys were. They came into work. They started talking about miracles. That was so funny. They're like, la, 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 la. They got a coffee and then this lady comes up to the counter and she says, I want to speak to you. And I was like, okay. So I came out and I started speaking to her. And she goes, I want you to know that you're going to have a baby. And there's a gold aura around you. Now, some of you would debate that, but it's actually a heavenly color. It's just moved into New Age, but actually, we won't go there. And she goes, good things are going to happen to you. When you encounter an angel like that, I was so smashed by the presence of God, I couldn't serve coffee. I was literally at work. I carried on and I had Isabella. You know, they came in. I said, God, why have you forsaken me? He goes, we've got work to do. He's shouting to heaven, we got work to do. Send some in. Some people walk in. This is all scriptural, by the way, which we're going to go into in a minute. So you never know when you're entertaining angels, may I point out, when you're in a really bad mood, brace yourself. He's a loving God though, so praise Jesus. Anyway, and so these guys encouraged me, they loved me, they told me the Father's truth. They stood me back up and I went, okay, we're going to fight for this girl. And I never saw them again. And I knew that the Lord had sent angels in. It's very different. And when you get hit by the presence of God, when you're trying to make coffee and it is thick, it is a thick presence and you're just like, whoa. And they all carry different, that would be for maybe equipping at Gifted. There's different feelings and all the things. But at this point, it was glory. And yes, I did carry on making coffee that day. But it sets you back up, ready to run again. They're here to encourage you. They're here to encourage me. Okay. Everyone okay? This is such a fun topic. I think this is really cool to talk about. I know that it's hard for some people as well. So just brace, bear with me. Okay, I've got the same scripture as Al bought this morning. And he had no idea what I was bringing this morning. I actually felt not to tell anyone, which was quite fun. Because normally I'm like, I want to tell everyone. It's so much fun. Anyway, so we're going to go into Joshua 5:13. It says, when Joshua was near the town of Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with sword in hand. Isn't this funny when two of you have just brought the same? Do you know how many scriptures are in the Word of God? And then you bring the same one? Like, that's why we were having a bit of a giggle down the front. Joshua went up to him and demanded, "Are you friend or foe?" So let's just look at that for a second, because when other people have met an angel in the Word, they know they've met an angel. They've fallen to their face. But he's just having a normal conversation like I would with Al here. Are you friend or And he's got a sword in his hand, so he's like, what's happening here? He says, neither one, he replied. I am the commander of the Lord's army. Woo! Just take that in for a second. You're just going to go buy some fries from McDonald's. Somebody jumps in front of you with a sword. I don't know if I would stop for a second and go, are you friend or foe? I'd more be like, step down in Jesus' name. Because he's got a sword. But it's showing us in the Word that he was a person that turned up. He was a person that turned up in that situation. At this, Joshua, so he says, I am the commander of the Lord's army. So you're talking top head honcho, angelic dude. Yeah? Not just talking, yet they're all amazing, Jesus is amazing, but you're talking the commander. At this, Joshua fell with his face to the ground in reverence. There it is. Boom. I am at your command, Joshua said. What do you want your servant to do? That'd be interesting, isn't it? We communicate with God, Holy Spirit, Jesus. Be interesting, wouldn't it? Like to be like, heaven, what do you want me to do right now? Where are we going? What do you want to do? Be a whole new game. And that's why we got the Holy Spirit as well. So the Holy Spirit guides us, but there's also, you know, like, once again, we're not going to go into this now. Yeah, you can actually talk to angels. Just going to put that in there. We don't worship them. We worship Jesus, but they are helpers. It says, Joshua said, what do you want your servant to do? The commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did as he was told. You'd do anything you're told if you had an angel in front of you, I reckon. It's pretty amazing, eh? I don't believe that we live a life of coincidences. I believe we live a beautiful life led by the Holy Spirit with heaven moving around us and amongst us. Have you ever noticed that you'll hear a lot of people talk about casting out demons? Demons here, there's demons there. I've been there, I've done that, because you all have to walk for a journey. But I wonder what it looks like to shift gear. I wonder what it looks like to actually look through the Father's eyes and see what He sees. Now, this has been a big journey for me, because I came from that space, like from a really young person being born. I was born into the sea of gift, if you want to call it like that. So I was seeing weird things and no one teaching me in that, and that's okay. You know, I was just a small person. But as I've journeyed on, I've started to realize and started to look at what the Lord sees. Unless I need, you know, I see the other stuff, but I'm like, and when I see it, but I don't have the response I used to with it. So I'll be like, oh my gosh, I've seen this and this and this, and this is crazy. And I was like, actually, I read the book, The Veil, which changed my life. The Bible changed my life, but so did The Veil. And I started to look at what God wanted me to see. Whoa. When you grasp, look, Brent's got a little smile on his face. When you grasp how the Father sees and what we can see and walk with, it's amazing. So I was, normally I'd be like, oh, that witch is here or this is here. and all of that stuff going on. And now I'm just like, God, what are you doing this morning? Father, show me what you're doing right now in this room. Show me what you are doing. And he goes, okay, you're currently all in the work. You're all in heaven right now, and you're all worshiping before my throne. Because he says you are seated next to him. So we just jumped off our seats and we came and worshipped in the throne room before him this morning. I've got so much to share on it. I've just been on such a massive journey with it, and Al's walked with me. I'm like, what do I do about this? And this thing's turned up, and what do I do about this? And now I just focus on what the Lord's doing. And don't get me wrong, I've had some crazy stuff the past, he knows, crazy stuff the past month turn up at my house and all the things. But I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? And what do you want to show me? And so when I came to the women's conference in here, or a women's night, I was like, show me, Lord, because I'm tapping into the seer gift, because I've had it since I was a kid. I saw all the darkness, but now I want to see what the Father sees. Because if I can see what the Father sees, then I can release what he wants to do. And so we were in the women's meeting here, and I opened my eyes and I was like, what do you want to show me? And there's this massive rainbow across the auditorium. And I'm like, this is way more fun than seeing demons. I am telling you now. And then I come home one night. There's a massive angel in front of my house. I'm just going to give you snippets of my life, but it's not just for me, it's for you. Okay? There was a time where I used to deal with fear a lot, because I would have stuff turning up and tormenting me and all the things. And I now know that an angel came and put his hand upon my head when I was struggling with fear, when I was staying in a place somewhere. There's times now that I bet that you could look back on and go, man, that was an angel. Man, that was a supernatural encounter. Man, that was that. And God was already moving in that space and this space and everywhere. He's moving everywhere. Are we willing to open our eyes and see? I'm still on a journey. Just to let you all know, I'm still on a journey. But it is the most incredible thing ever to be able to see in the Spirit, to be able to see what God is doing, to be able to see and like see the worship team worshiping and then having angels on the stage or at the back or wherever they want to be and helping you and helping the worship team and worshiping the living God. When we were on tour on the Saturday night, Living Waters, Mark was worshiping and a whole crew of angels came in and started worshiping. He's like, can you hear that? And you had to stop and move out of this space. You had to stop this for a second and go, well, I can't really, what's happening? I had to go, okay. I'm just going to position myself. Whoa, Father. And then there it was. I could feel what the Lord was releasing in the room. But it takes, is this all making sense? Is everyone okay? Cool, okay, just doing a wee check-in. It's a positioning yourselves. People are like, I don't see and I want to see and I don't hear like you hear all this and that. And I'm like, but I actually position myself to be able to see and hear. If you don't ask, then you don't get. So I sat here this morning and I asked, God, show me. Show me, show me, show me. What are you doing? And then that's when he showed me. He's like, you're all worshiping before me right now. I was like, whoa. And it's so encouraging when you get a picture or a vision like that from the Lord. Okay, we're just going to turn to, this is one of my favorite scriptures ever. 2 Kings 6. And we're just going to jump in to 15. Do you know that we can get bogged down with so many situations that happen in our life? Or we're like, we're coming under spiritual warfare and we've got this going on and I slayed a demon last night and all of this stuff. And the Lord says, will you open your eyes? Will you open your eyes to what I am doing and what I see? Because in 2 Kings, the word tells me and tells you, when the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. That's in the physical, okay? And if you want to go do some homework, read 2 Kings 6 and all of this will make sense to you. It says, horses and chariots everywhere. Oh, sir, what will we do now? The young man cried to Elisha. So he's just come out and he's just like, whoa, we're going to die. It's over. This is us. Don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for there are more on our side than on theirs. It's interesting, eh? Just get that for a second. When it's all swirling around you and it's all a little bit chaotic and you've got all the things going on, just know that there's more on your side right now because you've got victory. Because Jesus lives in you and you move with heavenly armies. Then Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes and let him see. That's pretty cool. So now we're moving from the physical into the spiritual. Because he's going, hey, don't look at the situation that's in front of you right now, but look at what God has placed around you and what God is doing in your life, what he has got for you. Don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for there are more on our side than on theirs. Then Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes and let him see. The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. Wow. When you've got that stuff going on in your home, do you actually know that you've quite possibly 100% also got angels in your home? Watching over you. Waiting for you to go tell them to do something. The word talks about harvesting angels. How many people see in the spirit in here? Awesome. Tell me, shout out a second. Tell me some of the cool things that you've seen around this region. In the spirit, tell me. Where are angels placed? Come on. Okay, next person. Who else? Go for it, bro. So good. Anyone else? Yep, go for it. That's right. It's what you focus on. Yeah. So good. I hope that encourages you that I'm not the only special person in the room. No, I'm joking. So good. I wanted to let you know this morning that you're not alone. That was the whole message on my heart, was to share this stuff with you, make it normal, not unnormal. because it's normal. If you're a Christian, the supernatural should be normal. Jesus moved in healing. He moved in deliverance. He brought people up from the dead. Angels turned up to people with assignments. I would say that if you don't move in the supernatural, that's not normal. Oh. So there's a wee challenge for you. And do you know, what does the challenge look like? It looks like in your prayer time going, God, I pray, I want to see more. I want to move more with you. Now, we all move in different gifts. So some of us see, some of us feel, some of us just know, some of us get words of wisdom. There's all different things. But he doesn't hold back heaven from you. You hold back heaven from yourself. And one of the things that I found was a hindrance for me with my seer gift was that I was actually really scared of what I would see. So even though I was seeing bits and pieces, I was terrified of what I would see. But you know, God is kind. He's a loving Father and he's gentle. And you'll know the right timing, and you just know because you love him and you trust him so much. And you actually get rid of the fear, because it says that perfect love casts out all fear. So then if you're in a place of intimacy with him where you just are loving on the Lord and the Lord already loves you, then you're in a safe space. Then you don't get fear when the other stuff turns up. And then you just get to enjoy encounters with the Lord. But you have to get rid of the fear. And you have to step across the line. Living in the supernatural has completely changed my life. I now get to have people come through, sit in. This sounds funny. It's just deliverance ministry, but I don't even want to call it deliverance ministry. I had a chick come in through, sit in my living room, and we were going to do prayer ministry with her. And it was the most craziest experience ever. And it really crossed me over into understanding starting to understand the angelic and moving in the seer realm. And in that space, she came in, she sat down, we did the thing, you know, you listen to the Holy Spirit. God, what do you want us to pray? Let's get rid of this trauma and all these things. And we could have done that for hours. But actually what happened is that an angel stood in my doorway in my living room, and the whole presence filled the room. Me and Fiona are next. We're already sat on the floor. We're now looking at my carpet. I can't even look up. And I just felt to acknowledge, and I've never done this before, I felt to acknowledge that the angel in the room. And I said to this girl, let's call her Sandra. And I said, Sandra, it's a great name. I said, the angel's going to come in right now. I'm going to take my hands off you. And the angel's going to minister to you. Whoa, I have never in all my days experienced anything like it. She's just like, how easy is that? Do you know how long deliverance ministry can take with someone? Hours. And this angel just sits there and just does its thing. I can't even see what's happening, but she's just getting smashed by the presence of God. Next minute, let's take you across the line even further. Next minute, the Father, Jesus, walks in to the room. Now, there's different times when I hang out with Jesus. There's hanging out with him as a comforter friend. And then this was a fear of the Lord, and I mean that in the right way of, I can't actually look at you right now. And me and Fiona's faces are on the ground, and Jesus comes in, hugs her, and she's just like getting absolutely next level ministered to. Can you see what's available to you? It's not about us. It's about partnering with heaven to be able to break these molds down, to break the depression of people's lives, to be able to bring change to people. But we got to call on heaven. We've done so much by ourselves. And the Father says, will you just call on me and let heaven fall in these places? What does your workplace look like when you call on heaven to fall into it? Because this girl had a radical encounter with the Lord, and I didn't even need to do anything. Do you know how good that is as a minister? When you get to step aside and heaven just enters the room? That's fun. Anyway. Cool. So I wanted to share another little a cool picture of how the Lord speaks to me as well, because I'm hoping I can share these snippets and then you can kind of take them away and be like, oh, okay. Seeing through his eyes and his heart instead of just seeing demons all the time meant that I was recently I was sat at home and I was just sitting with the Lord and just praying. And I don't know about you, but I've been for a very big pruning season. I would actually say being pruned with around 3 chainsaws would be appropriate to what's happening. And I just said to the Lord, I was just like, what's happening? And he just showed me the most amazing heavenly, like, you can't make this stuff up. This is like sanctified imagination with him type, all the things. And my whole house was covered in like these flowers, like that was just from heaven. Like, you, I don't even know if they exist. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was that colorful. And then there was a man climbing up the house and just pruning. And Jesus was like, I'm just pruning the garden right now. And there was some moss on the side of my house. Now, house for me represents me, who I am, my body. And he was just showing me that he's coming to prune and to sort out. When we sit in the space with him, we can see what he's doing as well. So sometimes we're like, we feel like we're blindfolded. He goes, no, you need to just come and sit with me and come and see. See what I'm doing. See what I'm, you know, I'm about. Don't worry about that whirlwind that's going on right now. Just come and be and see through my eyes. You'll be so encouraged. I don't know about you, but like when I get a picture or a vision or something from the Lord, it is like my faith just goes through the roof every single time. And then you get to do all the other things when he asks you to do something that you're like, how are we going to do that? It's okay, because it all makes sense, because I've seen the armies of heaven. Does that make sense? I've seen how good you are. I've seen what you've got in place for me. I've seen when I've got the gnarly demonic stuff turning up outside my house. I've seen the angels and how good you are and how you love me and how you protect me. You're not alone. Isn't that cool? It's going to make your prayer time look a bit different now. Brace yourselves, everybody. Cool, let's get the worship band up. You've done amazing. Don't pass out on me. But it's okay. Jesus is into resurrection power, so that's fine. I wrote down this morning. May you be comforted knowing heaven surrounds you as you pass through this life walking with Jesus. It's cool, eh? Heaven surrounds you. Right, let's all stand up. Look at that. You might get you out before 12 o'clock. What a treat for a Sunday. Awesome. So I wanted to open up this space down here. You've got nice shoes. This space down here. That's my weakness, is shoes. I'm dealing with that. I'm from the UK. Night trainers. I wanted to open up this space down here this morning for if you want a touch from heaven. So what is that? If you want to encounter the Lord, if you want to go, hey, I want the gift of seeing. You know, it's up to the Lord, but like, we can pray. If you are saying that you feel like, I just feel like the Lord's going, would you just take the whole cake? Yeah. Would you just stick your head in the cake? Ah! Do you know what I mean? And just go hundy for it. If you trust him and your plumb line, you're centered with him, you don't need to fear, because he's got you. Because you see, when you start seeing in the spirit, everything changes. If you're struggling with your faith, I'm telling you now, it will sort you out right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So I'm just going to open up the front now. And the Lord's going to minister to you. Some of our team will pray for you as well. But there's an encounter to be had here right now. Dare I say it, you may possibly be ministered to by angels right now. Because Jesus has already sent a crew in for today. To do the work, to do kingdom work. So if you want a touch of him or you want to move in the spirit, there is a space for you right now. Or if your heart's just beating and you're just like, I don't know what's going on, but I need to come and get some prayer, then do it. Like, you can come up for anything, to be honest, but like, my main thing on my heart right now is to increase the anointing on your life, to increase the gifts of the Spirit on your life, for you to understand that you move with heaven. That's my heartbeat right now, that you move with heaven. Some of you right now, I can see, are stuck in cement, and the Lord wants to come along and smash the cement off your feet and for you to move in the supernatural. Thank you, Lord. You guys go for it.
If you want it, come and get it for Christ.